I would turn with you, if you would open with me, to Psalm 72. It's a psalm that is the closing verses particularly are commonly used in free church congregations and often at the end of special events such as communion services, or there have been special moments in General Assembly and other situations where those closing verses are used, and I think rightly so. They are vitally important for the believer. Those closing verses that speak of an enduring name to which blessing and praise belong. So these closing verses, particularly from 17, his name shall endure forever, and so on. These are very important verses for us, and that's what we seek to establish as we look through the psalm today. It's valuable for us to look to where these verses come from. Why do they come at this place in the psalm? And perhaps where we might have some general or even a vague sense of being uplifted with such a song of praise, that we might find enhancement by looking at the psalm as a whole. Before we do that, just a couple of quick remarks concerning the title and the, what we might say, the afterword, verse 20. Let's look at the title just very quickly. We read that it's a psalm of Solomon. It's helpful perhaps to take this and to bear in mind the context out of which these words arise. It says in our version of Solomon, it may equally be, or better perhaps, translated as for Solomon. It's not an easy word to get exactly right. But if it is also for, possibly for Solomon, it reminds us that this of is in the sense of something much like, say, the story of Israel. It's about Israel. It's a psalm about Solomon. And that fits very well. Other similar expressions of where Solomon's father David wrote about him, and it follows on from the great promise that God gave to David concerning his son and his descendants and the house that God would build for David. This is with an eye to the generations that would follow. And this psalm, I think we need to bear in mind that it looks on the king in that light of that promise of an everlasting house.